This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Councilmember, obviously the Kensington has been a hot topic for many months. The latest ruling, temporary restraining order kind of preventing any building. Your thoughts on just where this project stands from a community standpoint? I mean, I've struggled finding supporters outside of that core rock group.
So to be honest, the restoration of the Kensington is a big deal one way or the other. It's undoing an unnecessary harm that was created to a community. And so how that's handled is something that, I'm kind of working through mentally about a little bit. But I want to commend the governor. I want to commend the big majority leader, Crystal People Stokes, former senator and current congressman Tim Kennedy, and the mayor of the city of Buffalo for their leadership on this, and those community groups for being active in this process for almost 30 years. In some cases, I think that reclaiming a community and restoring access while still, preserving connectivity is really important. What I love about this country is that we're able to have differing opinions. And when we have these differing opinions, there's a legal system that's in place to help us work through that. And so this is the process that we're in right now. I am still committed and supportive of the project, but as you stated, this is in the courts. And I will wait and see what they say. And I would hope that they would help us navigate between both of those opinions appropriately. And so I don't want to look at this as a win or a loss, as a good thing or a bad thing. I think this is just reflective of the greatness of our country and the community as a whole, where opinions can be heard, they're valued, and you have an opportunity.
Do you think an injunction kills this project? I'm asking the same question I asked the governor. State attorney said any delays to this project could potentially jeopardize the funding.
It could potentially jeopardize the funding. I think that that's where we need to probably start thinking through how we communicate that with other people. I think thinking that the money is just going to exist forever is the miscommunication that I think our community is missing a little bit. Once it's gone, it's going to be impossible to get it back. We've never had this access, and so it kind of took all of the stars lining up at the right time. We needed the right president, we needed the right governor, and we needed the right local electeds in place to allow this to happen and the community to not waver in that. To that end, we'll have to wait and see what happens. I don't have a crystal ball. If I did, I'd be really wealthy right now.
A lot of people support a fill-in option to actually restore the Humboldt Parkway to what it once was. Do you support that?
I support what the community as a whole desires, and I think those differing opinions are something we need to figure out what that middle ground is, and as long as we keep operating under a zero sum, that's not community. Buffalo is still a city of good neighbors. We still know how to speak to each other. We know how to listen to each other. We know how to take time and understand our differing sides and figure out what that middle ground is, and that's what I'm supportive of, period.
That decision from the state Supreme Court judge earlier this week comes as a surprise to you or other members of the council?
I don't know if it came as a huge surprise. It's an opportunity. And as I said, this is part of the country. So if you know you have a group of individuals, this is something that they had access to. And so I anticipated that they would go to court, of course, and the courts have an opportunity to put a stay on things until you can work it out.
Were you going to that stakeholders meeting on Wednesday afternoon from 4 to 6 that got canceled, and is it your understanding it was canceled because of that Supreme Court decision?
It was on my calendar. I actually already had something planned, but I was planning to send staff because I always like to know what's going on in my community.
Why do you think it got canceled?
I can't answer that.
Pretty much right at the same time as the judges.
I don't know why I got canceled. I wasn't in that decision to plan it or to cancel it.
Any last questions?
Great. Thank you.
Actually, while you're here, I asked the governor about sending the money. She said she thinks that the city already has access to it. That wasn't our understanding. Is that casino money in the budget? Can you get it? Do you want it? Where are you?
Do I want it? Do we want the money? Yes, the city of Buffalo wants the money. The governor would know better than I would.
That's important to the gas.
It's critical.
Thank you.
It's critically important, and getting that negotiation worked out is something that, from my state time till now, we've been working on for a while.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.